Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You take it away. We got some Adam Silver stuff to say, but this is you. Put out the gauntlet for me. Put out the gauntlet. Well, I'm going to watch it because it's my job. But put out the gauntlet for everybody.
Well, I'm excited about the NBA Finals. I think you have two great stories in these teams. It's not the same old with the NBA, which had a lot of people, quite frankly, for years. A lot of people said the NBA way too predictable. We know who's going to be in the finals. There's only four teams, if that, that can win a championship every year. And now what the Pacers have done, and their style is fun to watch. Like, what is not fun about watching an NBA team? I've never seen an NBA team my whole life that pressed for an entire game, even after makes. I've just never seen that. So the Pacers are this really unique team. Cavs fans got to see them firsthand about the way they play basketball. They have a budding superstar in Tyrese Halliburton that doesn't need to score 30 every time. In fact, I don't even know if he could, if he wanted to. But he does it passing the basketball. That is so different to watch for an NBA superstar that is also good enough to get a team to the finals. Like, we've seen Steve Nash was a pass-first guy. I guess Jason Kidd was a pass-first guy, and he was able to get to the finals. But that Halliburton is this kind of new type of superstar that also knows how to play to the cameras, right? So yes. There's personality there. On the other end, you have a team that you guys want to talk about teams that don't care in the regular season. Like, holy cow, Oklahoma City cared this regular season. And they even were able to overcome some big men injuries to be able to still win 66 games. Who knows how many they could have won. And by the numbers, this team is right up there with the all-time great teams that have ever played, including the Bulls of the 90s, and also the Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, Golden State Warriors. And they play defense. It feels like they've hoarded all the great defensive players in the league. So you can't say they don't play defense. They're physical. They get after it. So just stylistically, I am sucked into that. And I'm curious why other fans that have had all these bad things to say about the NBA over the years, why they wouldn't wrap their arms around this pairing for the NBA Finals.
Nathan says he likes Donovan. He doesn't care about Oklahoma like everyone in the country that's not in Oklahoma.
So, okay, I mean, that's what you just want to see Los Angeles and Boston every year? You want to see the Knicks?
That's his answer, not
every
mine.
Year? I mean, that was not one of the criticisms forever that the NBA caters to the big markets?
Yes.
So finally, the NBA didn't cater. In fact, they changed their whole system to not allow the big markets that could just lure the free agents in. And it seems like that fan would rather go back to the other way.
Adam Silver even spoke about that. This is him on Fox Sports 1 just yesterday.
That's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be right there, and it's the best basketball.
Audio courtesy of FS1. I think he's right about that. I do think that when it comes to ratings and things like that, I think that the media makes a bigger deal than what the fans do.
Why isn't the NBA getting credit for this? The way he's right. The NFL gets credit
because
for
we don't
the
see
fact
it like
that any market, you guys don't seem to care. In fact, you champion when it's different types of markets that can get into the Super Bowl.
I think it has to do with still you are looking for individuals that provide some sort of bite, whether it be emotionally, whether it be stylistically. And I think there's different styles there. I think that what gets the general population going is Tyrese Halliburton a villain? Is he really a villain to the rest of the country because of him and his dad and his choke sign and things like that? I don't know if he is yet. I think that they can make a big deal of that starting tonight.
That's his first time on the biggest stage. He had been to the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the face of the league? How many people would know who Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is if he got off a plane in Cleveland? You know, how many people would understand that? Because everybody would know who LeBron James to Magic Johnson is and everybody else. Doesn't matter about that. So I do think that they are struggling to find the face of their league and to figure out who's going to be the next torchbearer, because leagues are all ran on stars. No matter what we want to say about teams, the NFL, they do a great job protecting the shield with teams, but it's still based on stars. They just make sure you play for the teams that basically they want you to play for in so many ways, where Patrick Mahomes will probably stay with the Kansas City Chiefs his entire career, or at least as long as he's useful. And he is the face of the league in so many ways. Aaron Judge plays in New York. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, we've been through that a million times.
Patrick Mahomes was not a star coming into the NFL. And in fact, he famously didn't play that first year. So how did he become a star?
Well, you still had Tom Brady.
He started performing on big stages.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Isn't this exactly how he becomes a star? I know he's Canadian.
You're right.
But this, if he has, look, guys, he just won the NBA Finals. I mean, he just won the NBA MVP, and I thought it was a pretty easy decision.
It could be the start. It could.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, I'll give you my reasons why I'm going to watch. I know that's not what you want. You want to fight. You want to be able to knock some people down on why they're not going to watch the NBA Finals tonight. 216-474-0092.
Look, if you just don't like basketball, fine. I mean, there's very few people that don't like football, but you know, there are categories of people that just don't like college football. They just don't like any sports outside of, you know, whatever their top sport is. I'm sure there are some diehard baseball fans that are like, actually, I'm not into the NFL all that much.
Well, my legit reasons, other than I'm supposed to watch it, I want to see what separates, comparing Cleveland to these teams. This is a series that Cleveland should be close to. I thought that this was a team, and so many other people thought that the Cavs were going to the finals this year. I thought they could have gotten over Boston. Many people made that argument earlier this year, and then it ended up not even being them or Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. I want to see what stylistically we can do. Can you go out? I want to know, you know what, damn it, I want to know if fit is more important now that you have Donovan Mitchell. I know I keep bringing this up. I really want to know. I got to have it pounded into my head that it's okay to let go of Darius Garland or Jared Allen, that things are going to be fine with the players that you were to bring in if you were to make a move this offseason. I have to have that proven to me by Indiana or by Oklahoma City later on tonight and throughout this series, whether it be five games, six games, whatever. I have to have that proven to me. Because I'll tell you what, I might make the argument the entire offseason or the two-week window that we'll probably have to actually make a trade. I got to have it proven to me, because if Oklahoma City wins it, I'm going to still say, well, that's the MVP playing for the best player playing on the best team. How many guys actually, quote-unquote, fit? And I know some of the answers you're going to bring up, but I have to watch this because I want to see where the Cavaliers match up with these guys. If I just see a wrestling match and guys are suplexing each other, I'm going to go, yeah, you know what? These are great styled basketball players, and also the Cavs aren't tough enough to do it. Like, I'm already thinking of the reasons that are there. Or, damn it, I might watch this and go, you know what? We're not that far away with how we are.
Well, you said something interesting about Shai Gilgeous. You're like, if he stepped off the plane in Cleveland, does the average person know who he is? When Donovan Mitchell is like a superstar, right? Donovan Mitchell, we all agree, is a superstar. But Shai Gilgeous has been better than Donovan Mitchell. In fact, he's been better for, I'd say, probably 3 years he's been better than Donovan Mitchell.
It's a hell of a point. And maybe this is his time to be. Like, it's not where he'll never be the face of the league. Maybe this is his time to be the face of the league. I do believe, and we've talked about this as well, 7 champions in 7 years, I don't know if that's the very best thing for the league. I think that people do want something that's repeatable because they want some dominance there. Nikola Jokic, great player. They've won one. You want dominance. Mahomes, ultimate team game. There's dominance there. The Dodgers, I think they're about to become a real dominant franchise. And then you have the face, one of the two faces of the league in Shohei Ohtani playing for the dominant franchise. You want somebody you can go after.
So that's why I'm so fascinated. I think that's what Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was kind of alluding to. Like, it seems like people want it both ways. They want parity, NFL has it, but they want the dominance. Okay, well, the NBA had the dominance, and people didn't seem to really care all that much at the end.
Matt on the road, you're first up with the fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Not terrible. Go ahead.
So I think the problem, so obviously, you know, I think, you know, in Cleveland here, we have the constant inferiority complex, so... And, you know, I'm admittedly one of these, too. So, you know, when the ALCS is going and you have people like Jeff Passan that's basically already touting a Ohtani and Judge World Series before Game 1's even started, you know, of course we're going to be a little miffed about that. But I think where, like, the NFL and you guys are going to laugh at me because I know it's not a big NHL city, but the NHL does it better is that, like, they tend to, you know, focus on more of these small market teams. Like, you know, the NFL, like Pittsburgh, I don't know if San Francisco technically is considered a big market, but, you know, they've been, you know, they've had dominant stretches. Almost every team every year feels like they have a chance. The NBA for years, it's kind of been like, well, if you're not New York, or, I mean, not even New York, because the Knicks have been so dysfunctional, but, you know, some hot market like L.A. or Miami, you know, it's, you know, sucks to suck. You're small market. You better not get comfortable with your stars. Same thing with MLB. At least with like the NFL and NHL, you know, you have these cores to build around for a while. And
No, Matt. Thank you very much for the call, though. I because you're hitting on something there. I think that might be one of the things that. With the second apron, it might be a little bit too strong in how they do it because you want to be able to keep a team for a while. Like the Celtics, we're already talking about breaking them up because of what the second apron does to them. The Cavaliers, your window is, I think, open for 2 more years, and there might be some people looking at it for maybe 1 more year. There's things that become difficult. So I think that people want dominance, and they want some dominance no matter where it's at in the country. They want some dominance to root for or root against. And you had that in Golden State. You had that I know they only won one, but you had that in the Eastern Conference with Cleveland. And you had two of the guys who were primary stars. I still think it's a league looking for stars. But that said, I'm watching for a real reason to compare the Cavs tonight and this entire series. And I'm also watching because I'm supposed to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.